Charles Darwin changed forever our understanding of life on Earth. As he later recalled, he owed his achievements in science to the 5-year voyage on the Beagle around the world. We tend to think of him as the bearded old man, but the Darwin of the Beagle was a 22-year-old Cambridge graduate. It all began in 1831. Victoria would not come to the throne for another 6 years, and Darwin was just a promising young gentleman naturalist, invited as a companion to Captain Fitzroy. The Beagle's mission was to survey the coast of South America and take a line of measurements around the world. Darwin decided to keep a personal diary, not a record of facts, but of my thoughts, he later wrote. The diary is an intimate and wonderfully charming record. Throughout the voyage, he sent it home in installments to his family in Shrewsbury. It is now preserved by English Heritage at his former home, Down House, which is now a museum, just south of London. Darwin was not just exploring, but also reading. The Beagle contained a state-of-the-art library of over 400 volumes, so Darwin, in his tiny cabin, examined his specimens and soaked up the scientific learning of his age. Nevertheless, he spent most of the voyage on inland expeditions, and only 18 months were spent at sea.
I had been wandering about North Wales on a geological tour when I arrived home on the 29th of August, 1831. My sisters informed me of the letters offering to me the place in the Beagle. I immediately said I would go, but the next morning, finding my father so much averse to the whole plan, I wrote to refuse the offer. However, I found every member of the family so strongly on my side that I determined to make another effort, and my father most kindly gave his consent. 25th of October, 1831, Devonport. Went on board the Beagle. Found her moored to the active hulk, and in a state of bustle and confusion. The men were chiefly employed in painting the forepart and fitting up the cabins. The last time I saw her in September, she was in the dockyard and looked more like a wreck than a vessel commissioned to go around the world.